Theses number 9, Big Heads.
As our distant ancestors started to make better use of their brains, so over long periods of time, human brains got larger, so forcing the skull to get bigger. So large did the skull become that the birthing process became more difficult and more problematic for humans than any other mammal. To ease the process, humans give birth to their young when their brains are still tiny, a mere 40% of their structural form. So how is it then that if we have such premature brains, we go on to become the planet's preeminent learning species? Evolution has turned what seems to be a horrible disadvantage into a massive benefit, and in so doing created the conditions that have resulted in thinking, talking, contriving, thrusting, and argumentative modern man. It goes like this. Mammals whose young develop almost exclusively within the mother's womb are born equipped with all the instincts they need to survive. There's little they need to learn. Because humans develop empathetic skills, the understanding of a neighbour's thoughts and intentions through our ability to read their faces, maybe as long ago as 1.5 million years back, they needed large brains to hold vast quantities of data. Then, with the advent of spoken language in the last 150,000 years, the skull has again had to expand. Being born only 9 months after conception, rather than the 27 months, which is the theoretical time it would take for the brain to reach maturity within the womb, human babies are infinitely more dependent on cultural interaction outside the womb to stimulate subsequent brain growth than are those mammals whose brains are preeminently shaped by instincts. Being born so premature means that human babies are extraordinarily vulnerable, which has put pressure on mothers-to-be to find mates who will stick around long enough to help succour the young. The evolutionary basis, of course, for the family unit. Research 10 years ago suggests the time it takes for a woman to reach orgasm is an evolutionary adaptation that enables the woman to assess whether the man is interested enough in her to trust him as a long-term partner. More than any other creature, culture becomes very important to humans. Babies can learn more experientially outside the womb than other mammals could ever inherit as instincts. Because cultures change far more rapidly than does human nature, our babies, if they live to a reasonable interactive culture, will acquire a massive learning advantage over their nearest animal relatives, the chimpanzees, in the first 3 years of life. Consider the eyes of that young baby as it follows you on your every move. What's going on in there, you ponder. And well, you should, for some 70 or so years later, those darting questions eyes may well belong to an Einstein or a Darwin. Now compare that with the lack of contrast between a young baby chimpanzee's eyes and a great old grandfather of a chimpanzee. Something amazing is going on inside the human brain that is not there amongst our nearest relatives. In those very few Romulus and Remus situations where human babies have been brought up by animals, such children have none of those cultural advantages and revert to early Stone Age behaviour. Civilization rests very lightly on top of ancient instincts. It's all there in our big brains. It is they which give us the mental appearance of being travellers from an antique land. Sometimes it feels as if we're trying to run 21st century software on hardware last updated 50,000 years ago.